What's good with it? Many of us end up with an ideal of what the ultimate partner would be, right? But what's it based on? It's imperative to have practicality in mind when you're on a search for a partner, when you're considering people. It's nice that society has laid a paradigm as to what you should be looking for. What a partnership should entail. That you should have compatibility, that you should be able to speak with each other, that you should be able to accept each other's flaws, you know. But there's only so much wiggle room that should be in a partnership. True compatibility cannot be a mismatch in habit, a mismatch in ideology, and typically won't be one in religion. There are outliers. It happens sometimes to say that. But especially with the habits and ideology and self-worth, it's difficult for someone who sees themselves in a tall light, who has a purpose, when they get up and attack a day, who makes it a point to expand not only in growth, but as far as pushing towards their potential and taking on new skills, building more skills, applying more skills, and monetizing more skills. It's difficult for that person, no matter how much they are into someone, for whatever someone has, or whatever it is about another person that they're into, it would be difficult to override all of that if this person they felt they were into has a total mismatch in work ethic and mindset. Is really what it boils down to, because it takes a decision, it takes conviction, it takes fervor, it takes resilience to be someone who climbs and climbs, and their proclivity is to climb some more. It's difficult to match that and sustain that with someone who wants to do minimum. It's not that the person who aims to do minimum has to be an awful person. Doesn't mean they have to have a poor personality. But those two should see the lack in chemistry. It's there. I don't care how much you're into each other. Be friends. But don't stall the business, the partnership of potential marriage and its capabilities and possibilities by aligning yourselves with each other. There will naturally be resentment there much of the time. who wants to drag along an anchor? I'm sure if it's a warm person who likes to look out for someone else, yeah, maybe they can sustain that through the duration of an entire partnership, a lifetime with each other. But just as often, the other individual is an anchor. And there will be resentment because it's like, I see the limitations for myself because I have this anchor on me, with me, around me, under me. And there would just be that one point when you see the other individual sitting on the couch doing what they normally do, cracking up in front of the TV with some type of fast food or junk food. And it may just make somebody snap, like, what a waste. But it doesn't mean that person is wasting. That's just what they do. That's what they're into. Flip side, they don't have a desire and they don't see the win in pushing themselves to the point where their cup is overflowing. They're just in coping. You may have heard it, coping versus thriving. Not everyone is out to thrive. Not everyone wants to reach a point where they're doing so well, got so much going on, that they then desire to pass on what they know. And they then desire to have these tall aspirations of being someone that's a true representative for what they see people should be. They don't have this tall honor within themselves and don't desire for others to honor them in that same fashion. And that's cool. They are fine where they are. And of course, we all need to know what we want out of a partner. We had a loose, light conversation earlier about getting married straight out of high school. And I made the joke that after I heard someone say, yeah, I mean, you hooked up with this female and she was your world. You're my world. He was mocking. Yeah, because you were a kid. You were 17. I guess she could be your world at that point. And I added in, yeah, you went from the school bus and got dropped off into a marriage. Like, that's what you know. It worked for you. You've been with her for 46 years. Come on. That is your life, more or less. And, you know, you got 2 out of 3 people here that do not see a great benefit in having one lifelong partner. And as typical married guys do, is the one day you'll meet someone. I mean, you can say that now, but you never know. One day you may meet someone that makes you think different because that's their world. For me, I mean, that's not my world. And the question was posed, like, would I want kids? Or did I think about it? And I said, yeah, at one point I thought about getting some younger female to align myself with and get her pregnant and give her the whole rundown and blueprint on how to raise my child in case she outlasts me, which I know now is totally impractical all these years later, because what do I expect the female to carry out in directions percentage wise? Like, what, at what point is it, is it something she can't comprehend or something she won't carry out because her feelings say otherwise? Like, I wouldn't even play that game. But at the time, there was a time when I thought like that. I don't remember when it was, but it was long ago. That to say, I did entertain the thought. And now what I told the guy, simply what I know to be true, and that's that I don't want to align myself by paperwork, by child. I do not want to bind myself to any one particular female for 18 years. I can't see it. And I said, simply, it's just too much compromising for me to accept. I know that going in. So why would I try to cram myself into a situation I wouldn't adapt to, I'm not compatible with? And what we came to is, yeah, you just have to know who you are, what you'll accept. And, you know, I'm tall and respect, as I told them. Like, if I find myself repeating what I read and told you, that ain't gonna work. You loud talking or slick talking, that ain't gonna work. So, and I know we're all flawed and regular, and we do stuff like that. We lose our cool, and that's fine, and I know that. And then knowing that, I move accordingly. I make plans accordingly. So all of us, all three of us, had our own way of doing things, and what's important is that we all recognize how we do things. We all know where comfort is. We all know how much comfort we desire and how much comfort we are willing to gamble or sacrifice for what we want. You know, if you're big into you, hey, don't put yourself in a situation where other people rely on you and they're supposed to come first. If you still have plans that involve you and anyone else is secondary, then don't drag someone into that. Don't drag someone into that, knowing that's how you are and knowing you're not going to give you up for someone else. That's fine. It's all about knowing. And I'll keep it 1,000 right here. You can be honest with somebody, but they believe that they can change you, or they are unwilling to accept that they won't be able to, and their ego has them trying anyway. It's hard for them to accept that, because if they can't flip you, then maybe they can't flip other people to move how they want them to move. If they can't flip people in general, maybe they don't have the control they feel they have. And it goes into a spiral of second guessing so much of what you thought was reality. So first is recognition about who you are and acceptance of who you are. You know, because I match his story with, yeah, that's a real thing. Because I know somebody who maybe in the 11th or 12th grade, he got with this female and he's been with her since. I said, man, that's 25 years ago. So it's definitely a thing. And, you know, it's also this. If a person gets to a certain age and they feel like this person they met is about the best they're going to get, they'll develop the stance like, ah, there's nothing else really out there anyway. Like, so you can actually back your way into that because I ain't much else going on. I don't have much else going on. A lack of conviction can actually land you in a solid situation. You can look at it like settling into it, settling down like, okay, I don't have anything else. So I have to settle down below what I would have deemed ideal. And then, you know, there's that. And then there's somebody who's just fine with that. I meet one person, we cool. We get along. There it is. Then after a while, you have a couple kids and boom. So there's plenty of ways you can land where you are, but you have to have the awareness and strength to accept who you are and accept who and where other people are, because it's not all about you. I mean, you may want a whole lot of things, but you have to care enough about your partner. You have to be aware enough of things about your partner that you're out to serve that person. That you have consideration for what they want. Hello. What are they there for if it's about you? I mean, that's a rhetorical question. Because if you have it in your mind that you want what you want, you'll create a reason that person should be around you. And that's me being cynical because I know we care about what we want. I'll keep it real right there. That doesn't go away. That's always at play. It's how much you can control that and consider other people. And if you want to start a situationship to where you got babies and all that, and you're bound by paperwork and bound by kids and bound by all this time you invest in each other, hey, you want to be better at considering who's around you first. That is the sacrifice to have all that you want. That's what it's supposed to be. So if you make that decision, it just can't be because it's the ideal, because society's box told you this is what you need to do. Cookie cutter. Have this, do this, by then. And social pressure. Keep up. Because your sister got married, or your mother expects it, or your mother and father want grandbabies and all that. Those are all actual reasons. But hey, your number one reason is to serve who you're with. That can be powerful, and it's certainly necessary. Don't go out and get somebody you think is who you're supposed to pick, who it would look successful if you ended up with, and they have these tall standards about themselves. They have this impeccable work ethic, and that's not you. And that's not what you earned up on. Get what you earned up on. If you a female and you're not going to take care of your look physically, you don't care to do it, don't. But don't go expecting Mr. Incredible either. And for you males who don't take yourself seriously, you gossip like the broad, with the broad, and you count other males' pockets, and you have raggedy, feminized traits and ways about yourself, hey man, the game would do you proper to have you end up with some regular smegular joint that you're not excited about, because you're not excited about you. And if it's not a pleasure to be you, why would it be a pleasure to be around you? So you should have limited options. It's time for us to step our game up. Make it clear, make it evident. Who are you? And move based on that. But even more so than that, be kind, be pleasant, and be great. Freeze this, freeze that.